Norma, she worked at various places. When I first met her, she was working for a music agent who had various groups. At one time, he had Billy Fury under him. Emil Fuld, remember Emil Fuld and the Checkmates? What do you want to make those eyes at me for? Was his number one song. But then she moved, and then she got a job at British Aerospace. And she left there when she had the kids. And my daughter, had her first day at Meadlands, back at Meadlands, she bumped into her old boss coming out of British Aerospace, and he offered her a job back. But she said, "I can't do it because I've got a kid." He said, "Oh, you can have school holidays. Have school holidays off." And she went back there and stayed there till it actually shut in 92. She was one of the last ones to leave the factory, funny enough, because she was on planning and she worked there for quite a while. And then she went to Bentalls, works in Bentalls in the estate department. But yeah, she quite enjoyed it there. But she liked British Aerospace, but when they shut down, it sort of devastated Ham, I think, I mean, it changed Ham completely. When people don't realise, there were 3,000 people worked there in British Aerospace, and virtually every, as you say, every other person you met had someone that worked there or knew someone that worked there. And when they just shut, there was nowhere else around here that they could go to work. So